Acts chapter 12.
During that same time, King Herod Agrippa I began to persecute some of the congregation. He ordered that James be killed with a sword. James was the brother of John. Herod saw that the Jewish leaders liked this, so he decided to arrest Peter too. This happened during the time of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Herod had Peter arrested and put in jail. He turned Peter over to a group of 16 soldiers to guard him. Herod wanted to wait until after the Passover festival. Then he planned to bring Peter before the people. So Peter was kept in jail, but the congregation was constantly praying to God for Peter. Peter was sleeping between two of the soldiers. He was bound with two chains. More soldiers were guarding the jail entrance. It was at night, and Herod planned to bring Peter out to the people the next day. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord stood there. A light shined in the cell. The angel touched Peter on the side and woke him up. The angel said, "Hurry, get up." Then the chains fell off of Peter's hands. The angel said to Peter, "Get dressed and put your shoes on." So Peter did this. Then the angel said to him, "Put on your robe and follow me." Then the angel went out and Peter followed. Peter didn't know if the angel was really doing this. He kept thinking that he might be seeing a vision. Peter and the angel went past the first guard and the second guard. Then they came to the iron gate which separated them from the city. The gate opened for them by itself. Peter and the angel went through it and walked about a block. Then the angel suddenly left him. Then Peter realized what had happened. He thought, "Now I know that the Lord really did send his angel to me. He rescued me from Herod's control and everything which the Jewish people were expecting." When Peter realized this, he went to Mary's house. She was the mother of John. John was also called Mark. Many people were gathered there. They were all praying. Peter knocked on the outside door. A servant girl named Rhoda came to answer it. Rhoda recognized Peter's voice. She was so happy she even forgot to open the door. Instead, she ran inside and told the group, "Peter is at the door." The believer said to Rhoda, "You're crazy." But she kept insisting that it was true. So they said, "It must be Peter's angel." Peter continued to knock. When the believers opened the door, they saw Peter. They were amazed. Peter made a sign with his hand to tell them to be quiet. He explained to them how the Lord led him out of jail. He said, "Tell James and the other brothers what happened." Then Peter left to go to another place. The next day, the soldiers were very upset. They wondered what had happened to Peter. Herod looked everywhere for Peter but couldn't find him. Herod asked the guards many questions and tortured them. Then he gave the order that the guards be killed. Later, Herod left Judea. He went down to the city of Caesarea and stayed there for a while. Herod was very angry with the people from the cities of Tyre and Sidon. However, they were able to get Blastus on their side. Blastus was the king's personal servant. They came to Herod with one purpose in mind. They wanted peace because their country needed food from Herod's country. Herod decided on a day to meet with them. On that day, Herod was wearing a beautiful royal robe. He sat on his throne and made a speech to the people. The people shouted, "This is not the voice of a man, it is the voice of a God." But Herod didn't give the glory to God. So an angel of the Lord caused him to become sick. He was soon eaten by worms inside him, and he died. The message of God was spreading and influencing more and more people. The group of believers became larger and larger. After Barnabas and Saul finished their work in Jerusalem, they returned to Antioch. John Mark went along with them.